Penguin Random House Audio presents Sucker Punch by Laurel K. Hamilton. Read for you by Kimberly Alexis. 1. The tiny plane landed in the dark on a runway that felt way too short. When the plane finally skidded to a stop, I couldn't make my right hand let go of the armrest. Literally, I'd held on so tight that my hand had locked up, as if holding on tight would have done a damn bit of good if the plane had wrecked. The pilot turned his head to look at me and give me a thumbs up. I just stared at him, my heart in my throat. I was phobic of flying, and this bumpy trip in a four-seater Cessna hadn't done a damn thing to quiet my fears. He took off his headset and said, "Oh, come on, it wasn't that bad, was it?" He smiled when he said it. I glared at him until his smile faltered. I was projecting badass, while the only mantra in my head was, "I will not throw up. I will not throw up." Only knowing that a man's life hung in the balance had gotten me to climb into the progressively smaller planes until this final one.
"Well, welcome to Hahnemann, Michigan, Marshal Blake,"
the pilot said at last, and opened the door. As I pried my hand free of its death grip, I wondered again why I was doing this. "Because it's your job," I thought. I kept telling myself that as I gathered my bags and fitted the big one through the door ahead of me. The pilot said,
"That bag's big enough to hold a body."
Only if it was my size or smaller, though I guess I could cut it up and make almost anyone fit, I said, as I got the rest of me and the smaller bag through the door and down onto the tarmac.
"Very funny," the pilot said.